seeing some really miraculous things. As we're on this study of the foundations, going back to the foundations and building, the creation story is so important. For many people, the creation story is the gateway to life, because as you understand the creation story, you'll see that a full circle will go from Genesis to Revelation. And we will come back to that at a point in the future time. But I'd like for us to drill down in our minds just for a little bit. Where have we come? The foolish said in his heart, there is no God. I think that's really a summary station, because those who say there is no God, they are corrupt and have done abominably iniquity, and there's none who does good, according to the psalmist in Psalm 53, verse 1. So what God is telling us here, He has given us a beautiful picture in creation, so that we might understand, love, and connect with God. Next slide. As we see where we're coming from, I want to kind of keep us in mind that we're talking about in the pre-creation kind of time. And we see we're moving all the way up to the time of the coming of Christ. But the story is about God. That's His. It's His story. So, and how would I know that? You got it. Our children sing that song, "The Bible Tells Me So." And folks, that's enough. That's enough. Next slide coming up. As we're talking about in the pre-creation state, we understood that we talked about the Trinity. We talked about God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And that is dealing with the character of God. Next slide. We're looking then that God created. He created, under the creation, He created the heavens and He created the earth. In the heavens, we talked about this pre-creation period of time, but in that time, He created the angels. And that's where we also talked about Lucifer, and we've talked about, well, we haven't talked about Michael, but the others that are going to be coming. So we have the heavens and the earth. Next slide. God created the heavens. We note that some of the angels went bad. That's where the name Lucifer, Satan, or the demons comes into this picture. But you have the good angels. The good angels, such as we've not talked about, but Michael, Gabriel, and the angelic host. We will discover those as we go through the text. Next slide. We see that God created the earth. He did this in 6 days. In fact, I would almost give a test this morning saying, Bill, can you tell us in order how God created? Okay, you can read it off the screen. When all else fails, look at the... but we do see that on day one, we've got the heavens and the earth that God created day and night. Day two, the atmosphere. Day three, land and earth. The grass, the herbs, the fruit. Day four, sun, moon, stars. Day five, marine life and the birds. And then day six, the cattle, the creeping things, the beast. And ultimately, what do we see? Man, God created. Next slide. Moving into this is where we are today, where God created Adam and Eve. And that's where our picture and that's where our foundational words are going to begin to be developing in. So we're turning back now to Genesis, and we're looking in Genesis, and we'll begin in chapter 1. We're talking about the creation of God. I like that thought. I know it comes from a commercial, but it's built to last. God gave us something that is built to last. And what we are seeking to do over the 48-week period of time, a chronological story, study from the creation to the Christ. And so today, lesson 5, God made man and woman. Next slide coming up. And we see here, there's something before we get started. Do you have questions? This is where I'm asking. And Arnie's been saying, when are you going to allow us to text these questions in? Now you've got the opportunity. If you'll text your question to my cell phone number, and that's what you're looking there, or we could give out Larry's, but if you send it to my cell phone number, we will address your question. Because you see, sometimes you have a question that comes up during the service, and you can say, I sure would like to know. Well, you got a bulletin you can write it down on, and if you'll write it down and give it to me, or tear that piece off, or if you'll text me, we will address your question. Maybe. Now, if you're saying, what kind of deodorant I use, I will not put that on the screen, okay? That does not qualify. But any other type, text it, write it, let's communicate. That's what we're talking about. Next slide. Because we're coming into this, we want to know, in fact, how do we know God is all-powerful? Give me an answer. How do we know God's all-powerful? Yeah, he created the world, didn't he? What evidence do we have that God is the master designer? What's the evidence? The creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the fish. Did y'all know a squid could change colors like that? That's simply amazing what God, the octopus, what God can do. God is amazing. And so therefore we know there must be a master designer behind this big plan. Now God created the sun, the moon, the stars, and set them all in course that never change. So what does this teach us about Him? He's got order. He's got a perfect plan. And that order, that perfect plan, God is using, and you are part of that perfect plan that God has created. You have been valued into the sight of God. Next slide. Because we're coming up, there are other questions that I want to know, as if you wrote them down last week. Why did God make man? Why was I created? What is my purpose? What is my reason for living? Does God really love me? I'll never forget when I was over in the country of Ukraine, and we were witnessing together in what we called gospel suppers. We'd provide the money. They'd go into a given home. They would prepare the food, and then they'd invite their friends over. And then after we ate the meal together, then we would share the gospel of Jesus Christ. After that gospel presentation, there was this little bitty girl. She was about this tall. She had a bow in her hair, and she came up and she said, "I've been so bad. Can God love me?" And I said, "Yes, honey, God can love you." Many people are still asking that same question. Whether you're 8 to 10 years old like that little girl was in the country of Ukraine, or you are as old as... Okay, you could be that old and you could still be asking the same question. Does God love me? Next slide. So let's pick it up. As we begin to think, and in Isaiah, I'm going to skip over to this verse right here. God finished preparing the earth. In Isaiah 45, verse 18, the scripture says, "For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other." Who created the heavens and the earth? God did it. How long did it take Him? 6 days. 6 days the Lord created the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day He rested. He said, "I am the Lord." And so therefore, if you do not believe that the Lord is the one who created the heavens and the earth, is there a title for you? What did we read early in the very first screen? Fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Isaiah the prophet very plainly writes it out, and he says that God created the heavens and the earth. Now, it takes many people a long time to get to that point of trusting and believing God. I've been reading many scientists. I've been interested in the scientists, what they're saying about the creation. And one particular scientist who was an atheist, whose mother was a Jehovah's Witness, whose father was an atheist, it took him about 40 years before he ever came to the conclusion that the creation viewpoint of the understanding of the creation of the world and God did it is the only way that it could really be. And so it takes some 30, 40, 50 years to reach that point. But he did. But he did. There is only one God. He's the creator of the universe. Next slide. How do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for a baby? You think about it. How do you prepare for a baby? Do you get some diapers? That's what you got for Landon. And what do you do? Maybe a baby crib, and maybe I noticed in this picture there was a blue elephant, a pink elephant, and a mama daddy elephant. I guess that's what that was. Because they didn't know whether it was a boy or a girl coming, but they were getting ready. And do you know that God was getting ready for you? He thought about this. He prepared for this. Next slide. Because we're coming up in the scripture, and now I want you to turn to your Bibles and pick up in verse 26 in Genesis chapter 1, verse 46, and so that we can reach in there and so that we can start chewing, because God planned to create man in His own image. That's where Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created He him. Male and female, He created He them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food, and also to every bird of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth." I wonder if he's talking about roaches. He said everything creeps on the earth. Now, "in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Now, as we capture that picture right there, God planned this out. Did you know that God didn't put you on the earth till He had apples, and oranges, and bananas, and pineapple? Man, all these good things. And did you know when He first kicked off, did you know that rattlesnakes, you could play with them without them biting you? I mean, it wasn't any poison. I mean, God created all these things. He got it all, and God created it perfect. He got it all ready. He knew one day Benny was coming. Benny, what do you like to eat?
Food.
Food, okay. All right. Starts with an F and ends with a D. He likes everything in between right there. It's O, O, O. Okay, so He liked it all. God planned. Next slide coming up. We're seeing here that God, as He planned it, We got to start asking ourselves, if God planned for this world and He put us here, how did He make us? Why did God make us? How did He wire us? And it's interesting to know, Dustin, that God made us body, soul, and spirit. And He made us that very special way. He gave us a soul. I'm a soul man. Okay? He gave us a soul. And in that soul, a mind that can reason. A mind to know. He gave us emotion and love so that we can feel. We were reading in our Bible study in Sunday school this morning how that Jesus, when He looked upon a widow's son who died, Jesus had compassion on that widow. Jesus loved. He felt. He reached out there and He touched. And He also gives us volition or choice. He allows us to make choices. You can choose. And He gave you a personality. A personality. In other words, to be. That's who you are. And when it's all said and done, that's who you're going to. He gave you a personality. But He also gave you a spirit to worship. He gave you a body to serve. But He gave you free will. Scott, what does free will mean? That's right. God gave a free will. You can choose. God's plan. Be blessed, or you can choose another plan. Part B don't work. But why did God make us? To bring God glory and honor to His story. Next slide. If you were making preparation, there was this surgeon, world-renowned surgeon, and somebody asked him the question, if you had 3 minutes to save a person's life, what would you do? He said, I would spend the first 2 minutes of thinking how to do it, and I would spend the last minute doing it. Makes a lot of sense. God in infinite wisdom and in creation, God had it all planned out. And then when He spoke, it happened. Just exactly, it was perfect and it was beautiful. Next slide. Because when God made the man, in verse 27, so God created man in His own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. When you look at Troy, what do you see? Do you see God? Don't answer that question real quick. But Troy was created in God's image, not physically, okay? Because God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So it's not the physical body that we are looking at. But it was all those other things, body, soul, spirit. Remember all those, the volition, the choice, the free will, all of those other things, the ability to feel, to sense, to love, to care. All of those other things. When you see Troy, you see a creation of God in like image. But God made man first. Out of the dust of the earth, He created man. And then out of man, He created woman. Next slide. She must have been a babe. Don't you think? Did you know that Eve was the most beautiful woman on earth? Okay. You're right. She was the only woman on earth. In Adam's eyes, he said, wow. Whoa, man. That's it. God created it. Beautiful. Could we just get there for a moment in that perfect creation? Could we just get there for a moment in the beauty of God? And the Scripture even says that they walked in the garden and talked with God. What would it have been like? No smog. No cell phones. No clocks to punch. No flat tires. What would it have been like? Be there in perfect bliss, perfect beauty with the people that you love. Oh, it had to be awesome. God created it perfect. Next slide. Then God said, let the earth, in verse 24, He said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind. So out of the earth, God said, let it come. Out of the ground, God formed. But man was so much more special. Next slide. Chapter 2, verse 7, it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril what? And man became a living being. Many translations it will say, and man became a living soul. You are somebody special. You did not exist. And then you became a body, and God breathed into the body the breath of lives. And because life came in, we see it happening. You are somebody special. Never forget that. No matter how bad, no matter how times get, never forget you are in the image of God. And God put something in you. And we heard one of the scientists talk about that God put in Ecclesiastes, that God put eternity in your heart. For you to know there's even something more outside from where you are. God made special. Next slide. So God created man in His own image, in the image of Him, male and female, and God blessed them. God didn't just put them here on earth, but He gave them something to do. He wanted them to have fulfillment. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue. When we get to heaven, folks, we're not going to get an easy chair to sit back in a rocker. As it was in the Garden of Eden, these people were active, fulfilling, and doing and accomplishing the work and the will of God. When we get to heaven, we're going to be busy praising God and among other things. And some things that we're hoping. Some things we're hoping. I'm hoping that He'll let me go to a planet and preach 1,000 years without somebody doing this. You know? It's going to be so beautiful. God blessed us and made us, provided us. Next slide. God made only one man and one woman. And God commanded them to have children in the time the world would be populated. Think about this. Chew on this. And I'm going to have another slide in a minute, but not yet. God made how many men? One man. And out of that one man, how many races came out? But there's only one. All of us are coming back one man. We'll chew on that in a minute. Think about this. For in Adam all die. One man. In Adam, when Adam rebelled against God and the curse and the sin came along, all died. But in Christ, in one man, how many shall live? All made alive. You see, if you can believe Genesis and Adam and really understand God's great work, then you can understand Christ. One died in Adam, but all who come into a relationship with Jesus Christ live. Next slide. God made the first man and woman managers over all life on the earth. Managers. Don't you? Wouldn't that be neat? But you know, I oftentimes wonder, He made all of these trees, one tree in the garden, He said, don't eat. And one tree in the garden, He said, that's going to be the tree of life. But for all this time, y'all just take care of what? Hey, do you suppose God's still telling us that today? Take care of what you got. It's mine. You take care of it till I come. Because we'll start answering some questions now. Next slide. In thinking about this, that God made first man, because the earth is the Lord and all the fullness thereof, and the world and all those who dwell in it. So who does this big world belong to? God, yeah, and He's allowed us the privilege of living on His possessions. And He provided paid vacation for our life. All He wants us to do is just take care of it. Take care of it. Next slide. So why was I created? Why was I created? We could sum it up like this: for His good pleasure. Is that enough? Is it enough to know the Creator created you so special, so perfect, that you could live your whole life in just giving glory to Him? Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Why was I created? Is that enough? Is that enough for you, Dawn? That's enough for you. What about you, Dusty? Is that enough that God created? Is that enough? Yeah. What about you? Is that enough? That's enough. But there's more to come. Why was I created? To do the will of the Creator. David, King David, said, I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. I delight to do Thy will. God put something inside of you. And then the Lord Jesus, it speaks about. Then He said, lo, I come to do Thy will. Talking about the Father, O God. He taketh away the first, that He may establish the second. He's talking. We'll develop that later on. But Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father. David said, I delight to do the will of the Father. We are created to do the will of the Creator. Next slide. What is my purpose? If we drill down to here, we could say, occupy till Jesus comes. And when I'm occupying until Jesus comes, what am I supposed to do? Love God and love your neighbor. In fact, if we read the Scripture, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Sum it all up right there. And be a good manager of God's creation. Next slide. Everything God made was good. We've got to keep this in mind. Everything that God made was perfect. You mean Adam and Eve, when God created them, was perfect? That's right. You mean the world, when God created it, was perfect? That's right. And if you capture that everything that God made was good, very good, it was perfect, then you're going to see how awful sin is and what happened when man fell. But you've got to see it in relationship to this beautiful created world that God made perfect. Next slide. So what is the reason for living? Everything God made was good. Every day rise to bring God glory. Every day rise to live out the story of God. Get up in the morning, Danny. Get up in the morning to do what? To give God the glory. Get up in the morning, Benny, to do what? Give God glory and tell His story. That's reason enough. Some men, when they start hitting my age and more like Gene's age, they begin to look at retirement time, and many men don't know how to retire. You watch it. The house that I'm living in, a man retired. 18 months later, he was dead. They lost the meaning of getting up in the morning. But if they could have captured this meaning right here, the reason I get up in the morning is to give God the glory. Life changes. Men have to have a reason. Ladies, I know y'all are special, but all I can talk about is men right now. Next slide. God's angels, including Lucifer, all witnessed God's creation, the creation of man. Job 38, if we read the whole, it would say, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding." God did it. All the angels were sitting there watching. Can you see? Here comes Mercury! Woo! or the sun. There's another one. There's another. Look at here. Look at here. I mean, that's where, you know, when we ride down, we say, look at the leaves on that tree. Wow. Over there, you go through Cates, go, look at the deer. Wow. Imagine what the angels were doing. When the sun came up, when Mercury came up, when the galaxies came up. No wonder they were giving God honor, glory, and praise. Wow. Look at what God was doing. Next slide. So we sum it up like this. God prepared the earth. God planned to create man. God created man and woman. Then He made managers over them. Then God, everything God made was good. And right there at the top, all of these witnesses were watching when God created the heavens and the earth. Now, Bobby, I ask you a question. Can you tell the story? I'm not going to ask you to do it right now, okay? But can you tell the story? See, that's what we're doing. We're learning the foundation so that we can tell the story. And maybe to bring it into focus, the next slide comes up. Because we see something else happening. Does God really love me? Does He really love me? When you see the beauty of the creation, the only place where life is living, planet Earth, and God put you here. And when you see God's Word that reveals His glory and how to enjoy living on planet Earth, you can say, you know, God does love me. Next slide. I referred to this earlier, but there's one race, and that's the human race. You see, if Adolf Hitler would have understood this, there would not have been a Holocaust. One race, the human race. And so I look at two trees there. One tree, I look at the family tree, in which Miss Carolyn, me and you are kin, okay? I know. A long ways back. But we got a family tree that each one of us connect to. But then there was another tree. And that was the tree that Jesus Christ hung on. Jesus Christ died so that you and I can live. And now, not only can you be a part of the family tree of creation, but you can be a part of Christ, the new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. We're all a part of one tree. The will of God is for us to understand the second tree. And if you understand the second tree, then you can give God the glory for the first tree. But you got to understand it in light of the second Adam, his name, Jesus Christ. Yes, God loves you. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we are thankful that you do love us. You care for us. You provided for us. We can breathe. We can laugh. We can love. We can reason. We can give praise to God. We can love one another. You've created us so perfectly, so wonderfully, that we just want to stop right now and say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. For those, Lord, who have not understood how much God loves them, let them see through the foundation your love for them, and may they give you the glory this hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. We're going to share together in a time of invitation. And this invitation is going to be a song that relates back to the creation, because that's our theme. That's our study during this period of time. If you'd like to give God the glory, you can do it this morning. You can do it in many ways. Right where you are, you can just tell Him what's on your heart. Prayer altars are open, because God knows that He created us perfect, but He knew that something happened to us. And so therefore all of us reach that point that we need repentance and we need life. And see, God loves you enough to say, I sent Jesus, my Son, to forgive you. Pay the price. So see, right now you can receive that forgiveness from Jesus Christ. Right now. Right now. You can walk out of here this morning beaming with the glory of God on you. Because when you enter into His presence, things happen. They change. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus, our deacons are going to be down front here. Come on, guys. And if you'd like somebody to talk with you, to pray with you, they're ready. Let's stand together, okay? Let's stand together as we share in this time of invitation.
And the sea measured out the universe, and you made me. Echoes of the voice that called the worlds to be reach throughout the ages, and now speak to me. You're my love on fire. darkness and the light. Sun and moon to watch the day and guard the night. Hand that stretched the heavens like a canopy reaches down to cover and watch over me. You're my Creator King.
Who am I?
Troy, would you pray a blessing on this prayer?